So thank you so much, everybody, for coming here. It's so nice to see so many beautiful faces and such beautiful energy. And I think we're all really lucky to be able to be in contact with Buddhism and the Dharma, and to have all these great teachers and masters coming to ABC, teaching us very often, and especially Lama Zopa Rinpoche. So first of all, I would like to ask everybody maybe for a minute of silence in gratitude to the space that we have right now. We have a roof on our heads so we don't get wet from the rain and no wind, and we have comfortable seats. So let us say thank you to life for that. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Otherwise, we all get bored. Too long. Already you have waited for a long time, 20 minutes, so let's start, yeah. So, first of all, I would like to start talking about each individual and who we are. In this planet, there's so many people living here, and each of us, we have every day that to live, right? So we get up in the morning and each of us has a schedule or something we focus on or something we want to accomplish. So we are very lucky to be able to have that, because many people, they don't have that focus or that like vision, you know. Many people get up and they don't know what they will eat today. Or maybe they get up and they don't get up in the bed, they get up on the street, and maybe with an empty stomach from a day, 2 days ago. Some people maybe don't have family, you know. So I mean, I could go on and on and on. And it's sad. So it's something that's happening in the world every day. And the fact that we are all here means that we are very lucky, you know, because of course Singapore is a first world country and most of us have the basic needs, right? Which are the basic needs is survival. So we need food, we need shelter, protection, right? And then company, which would be like warmth. So I think most of us here have that. So that's very positive, you know. So just that is reason enough for us to appreciate the life we have and for most of our problems to become insignificant. Because many times when we have a problem or we suffer, it starts off in a certain moment. So maybe the worst thing that can happen is maybe somebody we know that passes away, or maybe some disaster happens, or we have physical problems. So that's one of the bad things that can happen. So the other suffering that we can have is the mental suffering, which is the one who actually multiplies the physical suffering. So usually, for example, the suffering can start in a certain moment, but then it's us who chooses to prolong that moment, to make it longer, to keep that moment alive. So it's us who choose that, you know. It's not actually always like that, you know. So it can be suffering for a while, but then we choose to keep that suffering, you know. It's like, it's, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, you know, me. And that's based on the ego. And the ego starts from the moment we're born, it's like input, even from the moment we say, my father, my mother, mama, papa, it means mine, right? So it's Also society in a way has made us think that way and believe that way. But if you think very deeply, the ego, the me, doesn't really exist the way we think it exists or we believe it exists, right? If you check, for example, many times we see things a certain way today, but tomorrow it will change. So that helps us to understand that what we're actually seeing in reality is not what we think we see. Maybe just to make it more simple, I'll give an example. Yeah. A personal example. Like sometimes before, like maybe a couple of years or maybe 10 years ago, whenever, maybe someone would take a picture of me, or maybe I'd look at myself in the mirror and I'd be like, oh, I'm so ugly, you know, I have a zit here, or I'm too skinny, my face is too like flat, you know, I want it to be more round. I look at my face in the picture and I have pimples, you know, I'm so ugly, oh, blah, 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 like that. Me. Right? Then the same picture, I see it maybe 3 years later. And I'm like, wow, I'm so handsome then. So good looking. Oh, I wish I was like that now. You know? And then I realize that maybe that picture is actually the same. You know, who's changed? I have changed. The vision, the way I see the picture has changed. Because I don't identify myself with the person in that picture anymore. So that's very significant, you know, because we identify ourselves with the ego. It's not the actual person who we are. And that ego is an input that's been put from the outside. So I think it's a good thing to start there, you know. Because today we're going to talk about satisfaction, right? So satisfaction is a difficult thing to achieve when you're unsatisfied. And most of us are unsatisfied. Why? Because we're searching outside. And we keep searching outside most of our lives. And many of us who are not in contact with the Dharma, many times we don't have that opportunity to really look inside ourselves. Many people are scared also to see inside. Some people don't believe in the fact that 80% of our reality is inside. And some people just don't have the time to really do the introspection, you know. They're just so busy all the time, you know, from the moment they wake up to the moment they fall asleep, exhausted. So we have that opportunity, so we're very lucky. And I'm just going to share some thoughts and some experiences I've had. So it's just my point of view. It doesn't mean that it's the truth or anything, you know. It's each person has to find their own truth, you know. It's not like I'm going to give you the truth, you know, because that's impossible, you know. It's completely ridiculous. Each person has to find their truth. You have to understand your truth. You have to understand yourself. And that's basically why religion exists, is to help you find that. It doesn't give it to you. You have to find it by yourself. It helps you to find that. So, so just whatever you hear today, you know, you can take what you feel is helpful for you, what makes sense to you. And what doesn't, you just leave it, you know. Not necessarily to take it as your truth or take it for your own purpose, you know. I'm just sharing my feelings, my thoughts. So, yeah, we're all learning every day, yeah. So even from the day we're born, we learn, and throughout our life we're learning. So it's not like any other person is more wise than the other person. You know, we all have our own wisdom through our own experiences. You know, it's like each of us is like a book, right? So it's different books. It's not, we can't really generalize, we can't really judge, because each person is different. You know, we can't compare either. You know, I know many people like to compare with like the stars, you know, I mean like Hollywood stars, not the stars in the sky. Yeah. No, but like, because that's the way, you know, capitalism works, you know, is consuming. So then you compare, you wish, you want, you desire, and that's where unsatisfaction comes from, you know, from wanting what you don't have. Yeah, so we're all learning, and even the day we pass away and we die, even that day we're still learning something new, you know, because it's a new experience, you know. And death is part of life also, just like being born. So it doesn't mean it's bad, you know, it's just part of the experience of life. Because we're all living in this body, you know, and we're born in this body, and this is what we have throughout our life, you know, and our experiences are based on what we go through with this body. So for me to communicate with you, I have to express myself in words, you know, or like facial expressions, like laughing or sadness or anger, you know, these different expressions. But ultimately we are alone inside, each of us. So that is something that we have to learn and understand and accept, you know, because whether we want it or not, we can search everywhere all over the world. We can have all the riches, we can be famous, we can have the biggest cars, the biggest ships, the biggest helicopter, the biggest everything, you know. And in the end, we'll always be with ourselves when we go to sleep, when we wake up, you know. Even if our, what do you call it, our partner is very, very beautiful physically, but, you know, like, it doesn't mean, you know, that's going to bring you happiness. You know, many people think, oh, a beautiful woman will bring us happiness, you know. But if you're not happy with yourself, if you're not comfortable with yourself, whether the woman is beautiful or not, it's not going to make a difference, ultimately. So that is why you really have to check, you know, inside yourself and say, okay, who am I? What am I doing? You know, what am I thinking every day? Because the thoughts are so important. You know, if you think about all the cities, the man-made cities, the airplanes, the rockets, you know, everything that's been man-made. Just in this building, basically, I think everything besides our body right now is man-made. Or even our body is man-made because we reproduce. But I'm talking about man-made, like constructing and building, you know, like all of that started with a thought in the very beginning. So from a thought, everything, all of this that you're seeing today, even the microphone and all this, the cup, the table, the floor, the roof, the TV, the camera, everything, the watch, the pants, the clothes, the glasses, everything started with a thought. So that is how powerful the thought is. You know, it's the beginning of all of this, you know. Before you build anything, you have to think. You have to have the idea, right? So that's the power of the thought. So that's why you have to observe your thoughts and be very aware of what you think every day, you know. And, of course, you cannot think you are the thoughts, because the thoughts is just a tool of us, you know. It's like a tool. It's like a screwdriver, you know. You use a screwdriver for your job, you know. So the thought is part of our body, of our physical and mental awareness, you know. But never identify yourself with a thought, you know. The thought is based on our emotions at that moment. It's our attitude, you know. It's based on the moment also, you know, on what's happened before, maybe an hour ago, or what's going to happen in an hour, you know. Maybe you're nervous because you have to do something, or maybe an hour before something happens, so your mental attitude affects the thoughts, you know. But that is not you, you know. So that's important thing to make a difference. But all the time to be aware and observe your thoughts. Yeah. So yeah, so everyday actions define us, you know. So we can choose who we want to be every moment. It's not like, oh, I'm this person, I had this trauma when I was a kid, so I have to live with this all my life. No. You know, we choose to live with that every day, all our life. It doesn't mean that because we had problems when we were a child, then, you know, for the rest of our life, we are going to take this burden, you know, this weight on top of us, you know. That is our fault. It's not somebody else's fault. It's not our parents' fault. It's our fault for choosing to taking the weight continuously on us for our whole life. So that's why we choose to be who we are. We choose through our actions, you know. And that's very important to see that freedom that we have, you know. And that's comes later with the limits, yeah. The breaking our limits, you know. Because many times we create limitation, you know. We think we're limited. We think we can't do something or we are like this, you know. But actually, it's not true. So, anyways, we'll go back to that later. So. Yeah, so let's go talk about satisfaction, yeah, go to the point, yeah. So I don't know, in Singapore I've seen this many, many shopping malls, and many places to go shopping, yeah. I'm sure most of you, actually I think all of us have gone to do shopping many times. And basically when we do shopping, apart from maybe supermarket shopping, which is very important, of course, every day we have to eat, like to buy clothes or maybe new gadgets like the new iPhone, you know. I've seen photos of people sleeping on the street waiting for the new iPhone. Not just in Singapore, I don't know if in Singapore, but in America, yeah, for sure, like many places in the world, you know, people actually choose to sleep on the street just to buy an iPhone. And they have an iPhone, which works perfectly well, but they want the new iPhone, which maybe is just a little bit smaller and just works just a little bit faster. You know, but it's all about patience, you know, like, I mean, half a second doesn't really make a difference, you know. But anyways, that's it's just an example of how our mind works, you know, our mindset. It's all about, you know, that we think that we go shopping, we're going to buy some material stuff, and then that's going to bring us happiness or satisfaction. So we go, we buy it, we feel very happy when we're going because we have maybe enough money to buy something. And then we go, we buy it, and then we take it back home, and it's like, oh, my precious. You know, it's like the most amazing, most incredible thing, you know, like in that moment. And then we get home. We open the package, you know, we may read the instruction booklet or we use it a little bit interesting. That time, that moment is like the short-lived satisfaction, maybe you can call it, you know, it's like the happiness that you have projected. But it's not real happiness, you know, it's just temporary kind of feeling that we create. And then after that, we just leave it there, and then we forget about it. And then may we use it every day or not, I don't know. It doesn't really matter, you know. The thing is that next day or maybe a week afterwards or a month afterwards, we're already thinking about something else. So that is when you realize that that doesn't really bring you satisfaction. Yeah, so it's, for example, like a car or, you know, like a new car, you know, like you have a new car, so you clean it every day. And then suddenly, one day you see a scratch. Oh my God, there's a scratch on my car. You know, what am I going to do now? It's so expensive to repaint the whole car. And if I paint a little bit, it's not going to look good. You know? So important. For some people, it's so important. But for some other people, eating and filling the stomach is much more important. You know, so each person has their own point of view and their own way they live their life, which I respect, of course. But the important thing is to see what is really necessary and what is not really necessary in life, you know. Because as we live throughout our life, we have many opportunities and time, you know. And the way we choose to live that is how we create our personality and how we are and who we are. So the actual happiness and the actual satisfaction comes from helping people, from giving a lending hand. It doesn't mean you have to dedicate your whole life to helping people. You know, I mean, some people choose to do that, which is great. But many of us, you know, we have a family to take care of, and that already is helping people. The easiest way to help people is just to be aware of the opportunities or the situations that come, you know, every day. Just to be kind to somebody, just to smile, you know, to say hello. say how are you. You know, it means you care for that person. Just these little details it means a lot to somebody else. It can mean a lot. When you get back home, sometimes, you know, just because you know somebody every day, you know, you're seeing them every day, there's a moment where you just, there's overconfidence. Yeah. It's like you see a stranger and you like, you talk, but you're respectful. And then when you see someone who's family member or maybe very close friend or someone, then you're just more relaxed, you know. And then sometimes, especially in families, I don't know about Asia, but in Europe, families fight a lot. Children talk back to their mothers and their fathers, you know, and it's also a bit of like culture maybe. And many times family members will stop talking to each other just because for some stupid reason. Maybe from some people stupid for them, maybe it's not stupid. But if you think about it, it is stupid because you're actually sacrificing the relationship with your parents or with your family for any reason. It doesn't matter, you know, as long as you're sacrificing that. From my point of view, it's stupid. I'm sorry to say. And that's why I'm saying, you know, like each of you, you know, just, you know, take what you think is good for you or what helps you, you know. And I have to be direct, you know, because otherwise I can't express myself, you know. So I think it's very important, you know, to start in your own family, your own home, where you are really, you have that confidence with the people, you know, when you actually see that sometimes you overreact or sometimes you don't respect that person just because he's family, you know. Oh, he's my brother. Okay, so whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, tomorrow we'll make peace. You know, today I'm going to insult him because I'm angry because somebody else insulted me before or because something happened. Someone scratched my car. You know, doesn't matter, you know. But that actually does matter because when we actually, you know, harm somebody, even saying bad words, we're actually harming ourselves much more, you know. And even like criticizing people, you know, when we criticize somebody, we're criticizing ourselves, we're harming ourselves, you know. So it doesn't mean don't hurt people, don't harm people because you're going to harm yourself. No, don't harm people because that's what you wouldn't like people to do to yourself. Yeah, but ultimately, when you do harm, you're harming yourself. Eventually, you know, and subconsciously, very subtly, that will stay inside, you know. Maybe when you go to sleep, maybe you have a nightmare, or maybe you won't be able to sleep that night, and you don't know why. turning around again and again, you're like, oh, why can't I sleep? And then maybe you realize, oh, I said something very bad to somebody today, you know, after thinking a lot. Or maybe a week before, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, it's there. And that's how karma works, you know, karma is the imprint that you leave inside yourself. So anyways, I think I'm very late, I'm going far away from the subject. So we're talking about satisfaction, yes. Yeah, so basically satisfaction really comes when you help somebody, you know, when you act, when you give something good, you know, of yourself. When you actually are more aware of other people than yourself. When you think about me, 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 me all the time, that's when unsatisfaction comes. And from unsatisfaction, there's suffering also. When you think about me, 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 then there's suffering. Because you suffer. Why? Because you project about what you would like to have or what you wouldn't like to have. So satisfaction is basically living the moment. When you live the moment, which is the present, which is all we have apart from this body is all we have. And this moment is what comes with this. So that is all we have, actually. You can say, oh no, I own a house. Yeah, but that house is just, it's a projection. It's kind of like, what do you call that? It's a concept. Yeah, that house is nature. It's creation of many people from many different generations who actually came up with the concept of cement and bricks. And then maybe you work a lot and then you earn some money and then you maybe have a mortgage. You have to, but it's all a concept. And the house basically is a place to live and to take care of your family and to live together. But do we own it? No. It's just a concept. Do we own the car? No, we don't. We can use it. We have the choice to use it. But all that we really own is our body. That is the only thing that is actually really ours. That we can say, this is mine. And with the body comes the moment, which is now. And it will always be now. Always. And with that now comes the self. Being the self. It's constantly happening. That's why I'm not saying be the self, I'm saying being the self. Because we're constantly being. So when you realize that, then satisfaction starts to happen. You know, because then you're living the moment. And that's where you actually really understand satisfaction. You know, you're living the moment and you're helping other people. You're thinking about how to help other people. And that's when other people think about you and try to help you also. So it's like vice versa. It's like paying it forward, which will always come back tenfold, a hundredfold, you know. Same way, you know, like someone hits you, then you hit them back. You know, it's like, doesn't really make sense, you know, because you're just giving back what they gave you, but you don't want that. So if you don't want it, why are you giving it back, you know? If you stop giving it back, then they will think, they'll go, oh, he's not giving it back. I wonder why, what's going on here, you know? Like, you give the space for the other person to realize his mistake, you know? So anyways, I don't want to bore you, but yeah, I'll just keep talking, okay? If you want to sleep, you can sleep. If you want to leave, you can leave. If you want a pee-pee break, just let me know, okay? Or a tea break or whatever. So yeah, so the same way we prolong the suffering, we can prolong the satisfaction also, you know? We can choose to keep the satisfaction, you know? So if we're satisfied now, we're satisfied tomorrow, and so on. Yeah, because past, many times we suffer from the past, you know, this happened, that happened, I did this, oh, I regret this. And actually it's something that's already happened. We're living right now, which is based on the past, of course, but we can choose what we want from the future. We can create our reality, you know. Reality is always changing, so we can actually choose to create what we would like to happen. So the more we want to help people, the more happiness and satisfaction will come to us. That's basically the teachings of the Buddha. You know, it's Dharma in a very simple way, which I think Dharma itself is very simple, just like life is very simple, you know. It's just that we complicate it with our thoughts and our lives and all these distractions that exist, you know. So, yeah, so talking about limits, you know, we create our limits. From the very time we start having coherent thoughts, you know, like even maybe when we're younger, 8, 9 years old, then already we're starting to create our limits because we start to be coherent. We think, oh, you know, I can't do this, or I would like to do that, you know, but it's not possible because blah, 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 blah. And many times it may be true, you know, but we can always choose to change that gradually, you know. And sometimes, oh, you know, maybe our parents force us to do something and we're like, oh, we have to accept this. It's the way life is, you know, but we always choose what we want to do and how we want to do it, you know. So that's breaking the limits, you know. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, if you're going to go to the gym, you're going to work so hard, you're going to like destroy yourself. No. Breaking the limits is not about going to the limit and like exhausting yourself. No, breaking the limits is about understanding how we limit ourselves and how we create a wall or a bubble where we think this is all we were going to live or this is all we are, our potential. You know, that is when we create our limits. Many times that comes from our childhood, you know, because when we grow up, like until we're 14, 15, 16, you know, then that's like the very important stage of our life when we're actually getting our personality, when we meet the people, when we do this, we do that, you know, it's the language, we learn the language, we learn the culture. So it's basically, you know, that's when we are created who we are. But that doesn't mean we cannot be someone else, you know. It doesn't mean also that we can change ourselves. We can, in other words, we can give the space for the change to happen, you know. We just have to vision and focus and project where we want to go, and then give ourselves a space for that to happen. And that will automatically arise. Because if you think about it, each of us individually, our potential is infinite. It's infinite potential. And believe it or not, it's true, you know. Just if you think about our body, it's amazing. You know, it's incredible, you know. We just forget about it. We think, we see the sun and we're like, oh, okay, it's normal. We see wind blowing the trees, making the trees dance. You know, we think, oh, that's normal. We see it every day, you know. You know, it's, we feel gravity. Gravity makes us sit right now like this. We're not floating like astronauts bumping into each other. We try to drink, it's like floating everywhere. No, it's like gravity is happening right now. It's amazing. It's magic, you know. Just like fire, you know, it's amazing. You look at the fire and it's like, wow. You know, it's constantly burning. It's magic, you know. And the thing is that there's a certain point, you know, when we're kids, you know, everything is amazing. Everything's wow. Why does this work? How does this work? You know, why? Blah, 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 blah. Then there's a certain point reaches and we're like, okay, it's normal. You know, we just focus on our everyday life. We just look down, you know, and just do what we're doing. But every day, it's amazing. You know, it's a ceremony. When the sun comes up, it rises. For all of nature, it's a ceremony. The birds come out, they do the music, the trees, you can feel it, you know, even the light, you know, the clouds, everything is just magnificent, you know. And that's the magic of life. It's every second, all the time. And the same way our body is just so magical, you know. You just have to look at your body, you know, just see our hands, you know, how we can interact with our body, you know. It's crazy. We're composed by so many different cells, millions and billions of cells. And we have different organs all working at the same time, doing different functions. And our skin is doing different functions, the pores, you know. And all of that is happening at the same time. And it's all a composition of many different things to create just one thought, you know, like one understanding. We just focus on one thing, okay. I'm looking there now. You know, you can see reality, you can see what's happening. Light is information, right? Light gives us information to see what it is. And when it's dark, then we can always imagine what there is, but it's not the same thing, of course. So for those of us who can actually see, we should feel very, very lucky, you know. And always feel happy because of all these opportunities we have, you know. And I'm just talking about eyesight, you know, hearing. How amazing is that? Music, for example. So magical, you know. And I can just go on and on and on. So anyways, check for yourself, yeah. So it's really magic. I tell you, life is magic. It's complete magic. You can't believe it, you know. So that's why we should never think we're limited, you know, because it's constant magic. It's happening, you know. It really is, you know. And if you don't believe me, take it, you know, take it yourself. Just turn on the TV. I'm just joking. You know? So, yeah, so when you believe something, that is your reality, you know. So if you believe you're limited, then that's your reality. You know, if you believe that you can do something, then that's your reality. You know? So I think that's good for now for the satisfaction and breaking our limits. I also want to talk about another factor, which today in our world is creating a lot of chaos and suffering. It's called anger. You know, it's an emotion that's based on our ego. And basically anger, it's anger, jealousy, you know, all these things. But basically anger is very destructive force, you know. It's very, very, very destructive. And it arises from our ego, you know, from the me. And like maybe like in Asia we call it sometimes like lose face. You know, like when if someone insults us, oh, we lose face. Yeah. What does that mean, lose face? Do you know what it means? I don't. I understand the concept. I think we all understand the concept. But the actual meaning doesn't really exist. Because an insult is just, it's like words, right? There's a saying in English, it says, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can't do anything, right? As long as you don't give importance to those words. So many times, you know, like, for example, anger is like when you're indignation, you know, when like someone says something to you or you get stressed, and from that stress there's certain anger that comes out, you know, like, oh, you know, like he said this, or I can't believe he insulted, you know, my sister or my mother, or, you know, and it's just the concept, you know, that person, he created his own choice to send that energy to you. So if you let it just bounce off, then for you it won't harm you, you know. It will harm that person, of course, because they chose to do that to themselves. You know, when I insult someone, I'm harming myself much more than I'm harming the other person. And even more, and even less, if the other person chooses not to really give much importance to that, you know, because anger comes from the ego concept. You know, what is ego? Ego is when we create this concept of who we are, what we are, you know, but actually we're just functional beings. I mean, we're doing our function, which is to live, you know, to reproduce, you know, nature created us in this way, you know. So we have our instincts, of course. And in survival, usually animals get angry when you like hurt them, and then they react to defend themselves. But for humans it's different, because we think a lot, you know, and then we think and we create another reality, which is our ego, you know. So that is why anger is a very destructive force, which we have to be very careful with. It's an emotion that's always hidden. Everybody has anger. I'm a very angry person. It's true. Maybe I don't look like it now, you know, but sometimes be careful. So anger, it's very dangerous, you know, because you can regret for the rest of your life something you did when you were angry. You know, you can maybe take a car and drive really fast and then you have an accident, and then you can regret that moment for the rest of your life. Why? Because that impulse. And that impulse, where does it come from? It comes from the ego. The ego is like, imagine, for example, you look at some point, yeah? You look at the wall. So right now, our consciousness is focusing on that point. So anger is like a pipe. It's like a pipeline. It's like a tube from our ego to that point. So we don't see anything else but what that pipe is showing us. So it's like, you know, like just looking through that pipe. You can't see anything else. You just see what you're looking. That's a little bit like what anger looks like. You know, it makes you completely blind. It just makes you see what the ego wants you to see. And of course, we are our worst enemy, if you think about it. You know, our worst enemy is ourselves. So we can be very treacherous to ourselves too. So we have to be careful with that, because we have many different, what do you call it? Like, we're composed by many different, I don't know, beings, you can call it, I think, you know, like different, because sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad, you know, it's like, it's different emotions, states of minds. And when we get angry, we just see what that state of mind wants us to see, you know, so indignant. Yeah, we're so indignant. Oh, it's not right. He said that. That's not true. You know, I worked so hard, you know, and he's saying, you know, I didn't do anything, you know. If you worked really hard, then you're satisfied with yourself. You're happy with yourself. It doesn't matter. Whatever anybody says, it doesn't matter. You know you did what you did, and you know what you did was really hard, and you worked really hard for it. So who cares what that person says? Who cares what he tells other people? They can believe whatever they want to believe. You know what you know. You know? And I understand sometimes in Asia it's very difficult to accept that, because like losing face is very about giving importance to what people think about you. And really that is none of your business, you know. I'm sorry to say. You know, your business is what you do and your actions and your thoughts. That is your business. What other people say, what other people do, as long as you can help them, then it's your business. But if it's something negative, if it's going to make you suffer, if it's going to make you worry, forget about it. Why? Why are you going to take that weight? Why are you going to worry about something you can't change? Well, you're not going to go to each person and say, oh, you know, it's not true what he said. You know, it's not true. If it is true, then okay, maybe you want to convince them otherwise. But if it's not true, then it doesn't matter, right? As long as you follow your own truth, your own positive thoughts, you know. So yeah, again, I'm going far away from the subject, which is anger, right? So anger comes from when your ego is hurt, when they hurt your ego. That's basically when anger comes. So when anger comes, it's like a tube, it makes you blind. And you only see something, then you want to show how angry you are. You want to demonstrate that you're really angry. So maybe you punch someone, or you punch something, and you hurt your fist, maybe you punch the wall, and maybe for a week you're hurting. Or you take a car and you drive really fast, just because you want to show. You want to scare the other person, you know, want to show, oh, I'm really angry. Things like that. So sometimes you have to check, you know, you have to say, okay, you know, I'm seeing this emotion is coming up. You have to check, why is it coming up? From where is it coming up? And you check, you see, oh, okay, it's the ego. The ego is hurt. The ego wants me to react. And this ego many times hurts us. It's our worst enemy, you know. So we have to be very careful, you know, really. It can really harm us, you know. And many times wars are fought because of that, you know. And maybe war may be done in the name of peace, but you can't make a war for peace. You know, it doesn't make sense, you know. So anyways, just be careful with the destructive power of anger, you know, because many of us will say, oh, I'm not an angry person, you know, but watch out. You never know. When it comes out, it comes out. And that's the test. You know, every day life gives us tests. You know, when you're stressed, when you're very stressed, people come, maybe talk to you, don't see, you're like so stressed, you can't talk, no, whatever, you know, you talk really harsh. That is a moment of the test. If you can be kind to that person when you're suffering yourself, then you pass the test. The more you do it, the easier it will be, you know, and the happier you'll be, the more satisfied. Because in the end, you know, negativeness, if you check the news, for example, it's all, most of it is negative, you know. Why? Because people want to see negative things. It's like more interesting, you know. And from where does that come from? Why do we suffer so much many times? Why do we see so much negativeness? It's very simple, you know. It's because people overvalue negativeness much more than positiveness, you know. For us, sometimes negativeness is so much more important, you know, than positiveness. You know, you will never see in the news, oh, a single mother raised 4 children by herself for 14 years. You never see that. But you will see, oh, a mother killed her son. Yeah, that you will see. Or maybe you will see, maybe for example, your parents took care of you all your life, and then maybe one day you're not used to maybe your parents shouting at you or slapping at you. And then maybe one day your mother will slap you really hard. And then you're like, oh, my mother slapped me. And then you'll remember that. That's like the biggest memory of your mother. Oh, I know, my mother, she's not a nice person. She slapped me. You know. But what about all those years that she took care of you? You know, I'm not generalizing. I'm just making examples, you know, of how people give so much importance to negative things. And by doing that, they create the negative energy becoming very big, the positive becomes insignificant, you know. So if you switch that around, turn it around, you make the positive really significant, you give importance only to positive. things all the time. And negative things, it doesn't matter. It's insignificant, you know. It doesn't really matter. I'm not going to waste my time in this, you know. Then slowly, 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 there will be no negative things. They'll all be positive, you know. And if each of us can do that, then we will affect the collective memory. You know, the collective memory is like the memory, it's like the omnipresence. Some people call it God, some people call it evolution, some people call it nature, some people call it, you know, love, you know, the universe or the Big Bang, or, you know, there's just so many names for it, physics, karma, you know. But ultimately it can be the same thing, you know, and it's up to us to see it the way we want to see it, you know. So if you start now to see only positiveness and to give the importance to the positiveness, then the negativeness will start disappearing and one day it won't exist. And if it exists, we'll be able to change it and see the positiveness in the negative. Something bad happens to you, you're like, okay, I learned from this, it's made me stronger and I'll be a better person and I'll be able to help other people to overcome that difficulty. You know, so that's positive. You know, and we're always changing, you know, so tomorrow is a new day. So maybe today we may be suffering, but tomorrow we have the opportunity to change that just from the way we see it. So, yeah, so anyways, it's very important to love yourself, you know, I think all of you think that also. because, you know, like, it's so important, you know. For a big period of my time, I think most of teenagers go through that, you know, you don't like yourself. You know, I think most of us have gone through that. And, you know, that's something that we have to learn, you know, but eventually we'll see that it's very important to be comfortable with ourselves, to love ourselves in order to be able to love everybody else. You can't really give love or help people if you are not well yourself. So always start with yourself. Treat yourself with respect. You know, take care of your body and try to slowly, slowly, you know, make that better and better so that you can help other people eventually. You know, but always start with yourself, with the thoughts, with the feelings, with the actions. So I think I'll stop there, yeah.